No, you're quite correct there that it hasn't been able to cope, I suppose, since the staycation holiday period came in, and we're delighted to see visitors. That's what it's all about, to see people out enjoying themselves again and keeping safe. But the infrastructure leading to the Murder Hole Beach is very inadequate, totally inadequate. And over the past couple of weeks now, or the past few weeks, there's been anything up to 2,000 people visiting that beach over a few weeks. And, you know, cars are parked back for at least a mile and a half, two miles. They can't get next to near it. The road is narrow. The road has been like that for years. I suppose some time ago, along with Donegal County Council, or I would have taken Donegal County Council road engineers down there to look at what an in-passing bay is. And we applied to FLAG for funding to put in the passing bays, but we haven't heard anything back from them. But passing bays are not the answer. Like, really and truly, the Murder Hole is rated one of the top five places to visit in Donegal. Now, this is Fáilte Éireann that have obviously come up with these figures, the top five. We're delighted with that in one way, but in the other way, we need assistance from both Donegal County Council and Fáilte Éireann to put the proper infrastructure in place. Now, if that doesn't happen, what will have to happen is that the Murder Hole Beach will have to be closed completely to the public, because there are dangers there within in the general area. There's dangers on the road. There's dangers for there are caravan parks there. I suppose the nearest caravan park to it is the Melmore Holiday Park. And, you know, in fact, I understand over the past few weekends that the owners of the Melmore Holiday Park had to allow people to park within their caravan park to try and alleviate the jam that was there. Now, look, it is simply, there's two issues here. Number one, infrastructure. Number two, safety. And we can say that the Murder Hole itself, when you're on the beach, there's no mobile phone coverage, absolutely none. There was a minor incident there a number of weeks ago, and Mulroy Coast Guard had to attend. And, you know, luckily enough, they were able to get there fairly fast. Look, if there was a major incident, it could be a totally different story. And over the past couple of weekends, there is simply no way that traffic, say emergency services, could have got to the beach if there had been an emergency. There's also an issue there with tides. The tides it's not safe. It's not a safe place to swim. It's not a safe place to bathe. And there's a wee island there, and people do make their way out to the island when the tide is out. And it could become extremely dangerous. And if something is not done very fast, the Murder Hole Beach will have to be closed completely to the public. But in saying that, the landowners there are willing to work with Donegal County Council, are willing to work with Fáilte Éireann to make this the top place in Donegal to visit. They will work with them, but they need the support and they need the help of both Fáilte Éireann and Donegal County Council.
In terms of the upgraded works that is required, you know, to bring it up to a certain standard, it is quite a long stretch, I understand, from the main road to the beach itself. It would require, I'd imagine, a lot of work and a lot of money to back it.
Yes, it will require a lot of money. I understand, as you know, I'm not from Donegal County Council anymore, but I understand, and I wasn't able to get confirmation of this morning, but I understand that there's a €20,000 being allocated to for upgrade works. Now, I'm not sure whether that's to the roadway or whatever, but what it needs down there is a major car park. It needs, toilet facilities, so on and so forth. If that was put in place, then that would alleviate the problem of the cars parking on the roadway. Cars come down, they get into the car park, they spend whatever time they want, and they can go back up again. Again, look, in the interest of safety, it would be the ideal way to go. And then sort of road safety, but I think other safety measures need to be put in place regarding the beach itself. Just